Of course, much of the spotlight has been on Toyota's rise in Japan, but Chinese automakers also have ambitions. At the Detroit Auto Show, a Chinese automaker will debut several new models. And the growing muscle of China's auto industry and rising gas prices are hastening the arrival of Chinese cars on American roads. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
A sports utility vehicle called the Cheetah will be debuting in Detroit. Most Americans haven't heard of its manufacturer, China's Changfeng Company, and the SUVs probably won't be sold here for several years. But Changfeng is just one of several Chinese car makers laying long-term plans for the U.S. market. Last week, Chrysler announced plans to sell Chinese-made subcompact cars in the U.S. China's Chery company will make the cars, which will be sold under the Chrysler or Dodge brands. The landmark deal is still pending approval with Chrysler's parent company, Daimler Chrysler. If it clears, the cars could be in the U.S. as early as next year. U.S. sales of subcompact cars surged by around 50% last year, thanks in part to higher gas prices. Chrysler needs a subcompact to compete with its rivals' products, but low sticker prices and high labor costs make it too expensive for Chrysler to manufacture subcompacts in the U.S. As for Chery, it exported 50,000 cars last year, up 178% over 2005. Most of these went to developing countries, and Chery is counting on its deal with Chrysler to help it meet the quality and safety standards needed to get a foothold in the American market. Facing a saturated car market at home, Chinese car makers nearly doubled their exports last year. China's government recently said it plans to boost the country's share of the global auto trade from its current 0.7% to 10% within 10 years. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.